الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of Mercy sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam said, the summary of Hadith Pak is, the one who recites this durood upon me one time, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala opens for him 70 doors of mercy. And that durood pak is, sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. So, sallallahu ala Muhammad, it is a complete durood, a person who recites 70 doors of mercy are opened for him. So, how beautiful wird is this and how beautiful durood is this. If a person he recites, so inshallah azza wa jal, he will have the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Welcome, marhaba to all viewers of Madani channel in our this silsila, Learn Quran. So alhamdulillah, we were learning some verses from Surah Baqarah, the second surah of the Holy Quran, the biggest surah in the Holy Quran. So today we are going to start second ruku. And in this ruku, in the starting 5-6 ayat are about the third group of the people. The first group was mu'mineen, sahaba-e-kiram alayhim ridwan, those people, they had firm belief in Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After that, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained about kuffar. Those people, it was decided for them that now they will never accept Islam. So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ In this verse, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained about the second group of the people. And from the second ruku, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained about the third group of the people, third kind of the people, and those are called munafiqeen, the hypocrites. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained about their belief. Apparently, they used to claim that we are mu'mineen. We have belief in Allah and in day of qiyamah. But actually, in fact, they were not mu'mineen. They did not accept Islam by their heart. In their heart, there was munafaqat. And due to that, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said that some of the people, they claim that we are mu'mineen and we have belief in Allah and in the day of qiyamah. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ But the degree of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is against them that وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ But they are not mu'mineen. تو اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے سورہ بقرہ کے اس دوسرے رکوع کی ابتدا میں تیسری قسم کے لوگوں کا بیان فرمایا. سب سے پہلے مؤمنین کا, صحابہ کا, جو پکے سچے مسلمان تھے, دل و جان سے اسلام کو قبول کیا, ان کا تذکرہ ہوا. اس کے بعد ان لوگوں کا تذکرہ ہوا کہ جن کے بارے میں اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ یہ ایمان لانے والے نہیں, ان کے دلوں میں کفر اس قدر گھر کر چکا ہے کہ باوجود سب کچھ دیکھنے کے اب وہ ایمان لانے والے نہیں, گویا کہ ان کے دلوں پر مہر ہے. تو وہ جو کہ پکے کافر تھے, ابو جہل, ابو لہب اور اس طرح کے جو دیگر لوگ تھے, ان کا بیان ہوا. اور پھر یہاں سے دوسرے رکوع کے ابتدا میں اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے تیسرے گروہ کے جو نہ ہی مؤمن ہیں اور نہ ہی اپنے کفر کا اس طرح سے اظہار کرتے ہیں جس طرح دوسرے لوگ اظہار کرتے ہیں، بلکہ حقیقت میں وہ کفر پر مصر ہیں لیکن ظاہری طور پر اسلام کا دعویٰ کرتے ہیں، تو یہ جو تیسرا طبقہ ہے یہ منافقین کہلاتا ہے۔ تو اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے ان کے قول کو یہاں پر ذکر کیا کہ وہ کہتے ہیں کہ ہم مؤمن ہیں، ہم اللہ پر ایمان لائے، یوم آخرت پر ایمان لائے، لیکن اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے ارشاد فرمایا وما ہم بمؤمنین، وہ مؤمن نہیں ہیں۔ سو ان دس ورس دیر از اے ویری امپورٹنٹ مدنی پر ٹو لرن دیٹ ٹو بلیو ان پروفٹ ہوڈ اٹ از آلسو ویری نیسسری۔ اف اے پرسن ہی کلیمز دیٹ آئی بلیو ان اللہ، I believe in all other things, but he doesn't accept the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he denies the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So even he claims that he is a mu'min, but in fact he is not a mu'min. So it is very necessary to believe in Allah, to believe in Rasul and all the other commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If a person he denies any basic rule of Islam, any basic aqidah of Islam, no matter whether he accepts the other or not, but if he denies any zarurat-e-deen, the thing which is necessary to believe in that, so he is not mu'min. A mu'min, a Muslim, a really mu'min who believes in all the aqaid, all the beliefs and all the necessary things of Islam. سو من الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون۔ اللہ تبارک و تعالی tells about their behavior, because their behavior was apparently they used to claim that we are mu'minin, but in fact they were not mu'min. The kufr was there. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told us that they want to deceive Allah and the mu'mineen. They want to deceive, they try to deceive, but in fact Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is free from to be deceived. It is not possible that any person, any creation deceive Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that's why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said they try to deceive Allah and mu'mineen, but they don't deceive but themselves only. They trap themselves and they are in a wrong way. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained about their this habit. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And they don't know, they don't have the knowledge that what they are doing. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ne unki is aadat ko dhoka dene se tabir kiya ke bazahir islam ka dawa kare haqeeqat mein kufr par hon, aur bazahir wo Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ko dhoka dena chahte hain, wo chahte hain ke Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ko dhoka de in maano par ke humne dil mein to kufr rakha hai lekin zahir islam kar rahe hain, zahir hum iman ko karte hain, تو یہ گویا کہ ایک دھوکہ دہی ہے۔ لیکن چونکہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی دھوکہ کھانے سے پاک ہے، اس کو کوئی شک دھوکہ نہیں دے سکتا، وہ علیم بذات الصدور ہے، وہ ہر ظاہر کو اور ہر چھپی ہوئی شے کو جانتا ہے، تو اسی لیے یہاں پر یوں ترجمہ کیا جاتا ہے کہ وہ اللہ کو دھوکہ دینا چاہتے ہیں لیکن حقیقت میں وہ نہیں دے سکتے۔ اور اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ وہ تو اپنے آپ کو دھوکہ دیتے، خود دھوکے کے اندر پڑے ہیں، اللہ کو کیا دھوکہ دیں گے۔ تو یہ منافقین کی ایک بات کو بیان کیا گیا، ان کی ایک عادت کو بیان کیا گیا۔ یہاں پر میں چاہوں گا کہ منافقین کی جو دو قسمیں ہیں وہ بیان کرتا چلوں۔ ایک تو یہ قسم ہے جو کہ ان آیات کے اندر جن کا بیان ہوا، جس کو کہا جاتا ہے نفاق فی العقیدہ، یعنی عقیدے کے اعتبار سے منافق ہونا، اپنے ایمان کے اعتبار سے منافق ہونا۔ تو وہ لوگ کہ جو سرکار صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم کے زمانے میں پائے جاتے تھے، جن کے بارے میں قرآن و حدیث کے اندر بیان کر دیا گیا، تو ان کے عقیدے کی منافقت کو واضح کر دیا گیا، और एक और मुनाफ़त है जिसको कहते हैं निफाक फिल अमल, कि वो हकीकत में तो मुसलमान ही है, अकीदे में कोई ऐसी खराबी नहीं है, लेकिन अमल में मुनाफ़त, के जाहिर कुछ करना, अंदर से कुछ होना, जाहिरन पारसा होना, हकीकत में नेकियों से दूर भागना, जाहिर करना कि मैं जो है वो आपका बड़ा मुहिब हूं, बड़ा आपसे मोहब्बत करता हूं, आपका खैर खा हूं, और दिल के अंदर दुश्मनी को छुपा के रखना। इसी तरह जिसके कौल और फेल के अंदर तजाद हो, जिसके जाहिर और बातिन के अंदर तजाद हो, उसको निफाक अमली से ताबीर किया जाता है। तो अल्लाह तबारक व ताला हमें दोनों तरह के निफाक से महफूज फरमाए। यहां पर एक मसला याद रखिए कि फी जमाना, अब किसी के बारे में निफाक फिल अकीदा के एतबार से हुक्म लगाना हमारे लिए मुमकिन नहीं, क्योंकि दिलों का हाल हम नहीं जानते। वो लोग कि जिनका कुरान और हदीस में बयान कर दिया गया, तो चूंकि कुरान और हदीस में बयान हुआ लिहाजा उन पर यह हुक्म नाफिज हुआ था और हमारा भी उस पर ईमान है। लेकिन फी जमाना हम किसी के बारे में यूं हुक्म नहीं लगा सकते, लेकिन निफाक अमली बहरहाल बकसरत पाई जाती है। अल्लाह तबारक व ताला हम सबको महफूज फरमाए। सो आई वुड लाइक टू शेयर टू बेसिक काइंड्स ऑफ निफाक। देयर आर टू टाइप ऑफ पीपल, दे आर कॉल्ड हिपोक्रेट्स। द वन इज निफाक फिल अकीदा, लाइक इन दीज वर्सेज अल्लाह तबारक व ताला एक्सप्लेन अबाउट द हिपोक्रेट्स। They had nifaq in their hearts. Apparently, they used to claim that they are mu'mineen, but in fact, they were not mu'mineen. And the second kind, the other kind, is nifaq fil amal. A person who shows apparently something else. Apparently, he is a very pious person, but in fact, he is not a pious person. He is a sinner. So, he appears such kind of things which are not in fact in his heart. So like these people, those are called munafiqeen fil amal. So this type of people are found in a big number nowadays as well. Apparently they show something else, but in fact in their hearts there is something else. So we pray in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah save us from the all kinds of hypocrisy. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us a firm believer, a firm Muslim. Apparently whatever we are, in fact we should be. To Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ne munafiqeen ki is aadat ko yahan par bayan farmaya. So then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said about one disease, and it is said that munafaqat, hypocrisy, is a very bad disease. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون. There is a disease in their hearts. فزادهم الله مرضا, and Allah تبارك وتعالى increased in their disease. ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون, and for them there is a very painful torment because they did hypocrisy. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned about a disease, hypocrisy. It is not a good sign, it's not a good habit, whether it is in aqeedah or it is in amal. So in the both cases it is a disease. If a person, he wants to have good habits, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala helps him. And if a person, he wants to go on any wrong path, to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala lets him go there. So because those were munafiqeen, all the signs were very clear for them, but they accepted the wrong path and they were hypocrites. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala let them go in that way. So that's why it is mentioned here, فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُمْ مَرَضًا. It was a disease in their hearts, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala increased in their disease. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. And what is the result? Whatever they did and whatever they denied about the basics of Islam, so there is a degree against them on the day of judgment. For them, there is a atonement, not the normal one, very painful, bima kanu yakribun, because of their denial, because they denied the basics of Islam and they showed their hypocrisy. So that's why on the day of judgment they would be punished and there is a very painful torment for them. To munafiqat ka jo natija hai wo Allah tbarak wa taala ne yahan par bayan farmaya ke unke liye baroz e qiyamah azab e aleem hai, bada dardnak azab jo hai wo un munafiqin ke liye tayar hai. To yahan par ek aadat e ilahi azza wajal ka bayan hai, Allah tbarak wa taala ki ye aadat e kareema hai कि अगर कोई शख्स दुरुस्त राह पर चलना चाहता है तो अल्लाह तबारक व तआला उसको राह हिदायत पर मदद फरमाता है, और अगर कोई शख्स जानबूझकर गलत राह को इख्तियार करता है, गलत अकीदे को इख्तियार करता है, सब कुछ देखने और समझने के बावजूद अगर कोई शख्स गलत रास्ता इख्तियार करता है, गलत अकायद को इख्तियार करता है, तो फिर अल्लाह तबारक व तआला उसे उसके हाल पर छोड़ देता है और वो उस अपनी गंदगी के अंदर बढ़ता चला जाता है. बड़ा ही ये डराने वाला एक साइन है, एक अलामत है कि हम पर है, ये हमारी चॉइस है कि हम कौन सी राह इख्तियार करते हैं. हम जो भी राह इख्तियार करें हमें वो करने का इख्तियार हासिल है, लेकिन गलत और सही का जब फैसला होने का दिन होगा वहां पर दोनों के नताइज बड़े मुख्तलिफ होंगे. तो अल्लाह तबारक व तआला ने इरशाद फरमाया फज़ादहुमुल्लाहु मरदा, ये मुनाफ़कत एक बीमारी है जिसको उन्होंने इख्तियार किया और उस पर वो मुसिर रहे सब कुछ जानने बूझने के बावजूद, तो अल्लाह तबारक व ताला ने उनकी इस बीमारी में मजीद इजाफा फरमा दिया, उनको इसमें मजीद बढ़ा दिया और कल बुर्ज़ क़यामत वो अज़ाब अलीम का शिकार होंगे. आगे बढ़ते हैं, इरशाद फरमाया वइज़ा क़ील लहुम ला तुफ़सिदू फिल अर्ज़ क़ालू इन्नमा नहनु मुस्लिहून. And when they are told that don't make mischief on the earth, they reply, we are the peacemakers, we are muslihun. So it is another habit of the munafiqin which is mentioned here. Whenever they were told that don't make any mischief on the earth, because apparently they were with mu'mineen. But whenever there was any commandment of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they used to talk about that. For example, when the ayat of jihad revealed and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ordered the Muslims to fight against the non-Muslims, to fight against the kuffar. So munafiqeen, they used to say, there is no benefit in war. Why we go and fight with the non-Muslims? There would be bloodshedding. And it is not a good deed. So it was the mischief, fitna, fasad. Because if a person, he accepts Islam and he claims that he is a mu'min, so he has to believe in all the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But because they were not in fact mu'minin and they were munafiqeen, so that's why whenever anything that was not according to their desire, so they used to talk with the people that why we accept this commandment, it's not a good thing, it's a wrong deed. So that's why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said that wa idha qila lahum la tufsidu fil ard, it is a fasad, it is mischief, it is fitna. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala doesn't like to make any kind of fitna on the earth. So whenever they were told don't make any mischief, so they used to reply, we are not mischief makers, but we are peacemakers on the earth. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala denied their claim and said, in fact, those people, the hypocrites, they are the mischief makers, but they don't know. So whatever they used to claim, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told against them and denied all of their claims that they are muslih, not. In fact, they are the mischief makers. And in the next ayah, from here Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained about their another deed and said, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا Allah, innahum humus sufaha'u walakin la ya'lamun. And when they are told to accept Islam, to believe like the other people, they believe in Islam, they believe in Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So whenever they are told to accept Islam like the other people, they have accepted. So they reply, anu'minu kama amana sufaha. Should we accept Islam? Should we have belief like those fool people? They have belief. Ala innahum humus sufaha walakin la ya'lamun. So Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala said, no, in fact, those people, they are sufaha, fool, but they don't know. So what is the explanation of this ayah? They were told to accept Islam like other people, they accepted Islam. So this is the example of Sahaba-e-Karam Ali Muridwan. Because Sahaba-e-Karam Ali Muridwan, they were the correct and the best example of mu'mineen that time. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said to hypocrites that what kind of belief you have? It's not the true Islam. You have to believe like other people. Means Sahaba-e-Karam Ali Muridwan, they have believed in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But these munafiqeen, they used to say, why we believe like Sahaba-e-Karam? They have iman because those are fool people. And this was the claim of munafiqeen, because Sahaba-e-Karam Ali Muridwan, when they migrated from Makkah to Medina, so they left all the things, whatever they had in Makkah. Some of the Sahaba-e-Karam Ali Muridwan, even they left their families there, all their business, all their wealth, all their buildings, all their goods and all the things, they left in Makkah for the sake of Islam, for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So when they came to Medina, so they left all the things in Makkah and they made very big sacrifices. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned about their Islam. So these munafiqeen, they used to say, why we believe in Islam like Sahaba-e-Karam Ali Muridwan? They have believed in Islam because they are fool. It's not the good thing. It's not a good mentality. It's not a habit of a clever person that he leaves all the things and he makes this much sacrifices only for the sake of Islam. So munafiqeen, they used to say that these Sahaba-e-Karam Ali Muridwan, ma'az Allah, they are fools. They are not good people. So whenever they were told to accept Islam, to believe in Allah like Sahaba-e-Karam, they had. So they used to reply in this way. تو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے جب ان کے بارے میں ارشاد فرمایا کہ جب انہیں کہا جاتا ہے کہ ایمان لاؤ جیسا کہ دیگر لوگ ایمان لے کر آئے، مراد یہاں پر صحابہ کرام علی رضوان کا ایمان ہے جو کہ ایمان کا ایک اسٹینڈرڈ ہے، ایک معیار ہے، تو یہ منافقین کہا کرتے تھے کہ ہم ان بیوقوفوں کی طرح ایمان لے کر آئے، معاذ اللہ، کیونکہ وہ یہ کہتے تھے کہ یہ کون سی عقل مندی ہے اور یہ کون سی سمجھداری ہے کہ تم نے اپنی بیوی کو، بچوں کو، اپنے مال کو، اسباب کو، کاروبار کو، سب کچھ کو مکہ میں چھوڑ کر مدینے آ گئے، اور جب بھی کوئی اسلام کا حکم آتا ہے تو سب کچھ قربان کر کے اس کے پیچھے چل پڑتے، تو ہم اس طرح بے وقوف نہیں ہیں، ہم تو اپنا مال، دولت، فیملی، اپنی ساری چیزیں جو ہے محفوظ رکھنا چاہتے ہیں. تو اس لیے وہ معاذ اللہ صحابہ کرام علی مردوان کے بارے میں یہ بات کہا کرتے تھے. تو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے ان کا جواب قرآن میں ارشاد فرمایا، الا انہم ہم السفہاء ولکن لا یعلمون، کہ یہ خود جو کہنے والے ہیں، یہ دعویٰ کرنے والے ہیں، صحابہ کے ایمان کے بارے میں باتیں کرنے والے ہیں، یہ خود بے وقوف ہیں، ان کو عقل نہیں. صحابہ کرام علی مردوان پر تو ہماری عقلیں قربان، ان کی عقل مندی، ان کی دانش مندی کی کیا بات ہے جن کے ایمان کو اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے ایک معیار قرار دیا. تو صحابہ کرام علی مردوان کے بارے میں منافقین کے یہ کمنٹس تھے اور یہ باتیں جو وہ کیا کرتے تھے اس کو اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے یہاں پر بیان فرمایا اور پھر ان کی اس بات کو غلط بھی قرار دیا اور انہی کو بے وقوفوں کا تمغہ ملا کہ جو صحابہ کرام علی مردوان کے بارے میں ایسی باتیں کیا کرتے تھے. So in this ayah, the dignity of Sahaba Karam Ali Muridwan, their pure Iman mentioned very clearly that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told to the people, it was the order for them, what is the status of Islam, what should be the status of Islam, and what should be the status of Iman in your hearts. If a person, he believes in Islam, like Sahaba Karam Alayhi Muridwan, so it means he has the pure Iman in his heart. So, my dear Islam brothers, we pray in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with the sweetness of Iman by the sake of the Iman of Sahaba Karam Alayhi Muridwan. Inshallah Azawajal, in the coming episode, there would be 2-3 more things about these hypocrites of the time. So inshallah azawajal, we will learn about them. Now the time of important vocabulary of the days. An-nas, people. Yaqulu, he says. Yawmul akhira, the day of judgment. Yukhadi'una, they try to deceive. Qulub, it is the plural of qalb, means heart. Maradun, disease. Adab, torment, punishment. Aleem, painful. La tufsidu, don't make mischief. Muslihun, it is the plural of muslih, means peacemaker. As-sufaha, it is the plural of safihun, means fool one. So my dear Islam brothers, it was the lesson of the day. Inshallah Zawajal, in the next episode we will carry on learning Quran. So may Allah bless us with the blessings of the Holy Quran. Ameen. Bijahin Nabijil Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Let's learn Quran. Let's learn Quran. Let's learn.